Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth. We're listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Wednesday on this first day of December 2021. And I'm thrilled to have back on the program a returning guest, my friend Andy Woodard, who is pastor of Providence Baptist Church of New York City, a Reformed Baptist congregation. And we are going to be addressing a conference that's going to be held there next weekend, A Line in the Sand, a Nonconformist Ministries Conference, bringing clarity, courage, and conviction to the issues most threatening the church today. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Pastor Andy Woodard.
Thanks, Chris, for having me. Glad to be here.
And tell our listeners about Providence Baptist Church.
So PBC is a confessionally reformed Baptist church that started last year during COVID. Our church went through some difficulties during the COVID season, as many did, and that led to restarting the church. And so we did. I formerly was pastoring New Covenant Church, and one of the things that we did to help bring stability to the church was adopting the 1689. That's just brought a lot of helpful clarity to the congregation. So the church restarted last year with about 20 people, and now there's 60 to 80 or so on a normal Sunday. And we're doing a conference next week.
Well, praise God. Tell us about Nonconformist Ministries. That is the actual ministry producing or creating the conference.
Yeah, so Nonconformist is a separate entity. It's its own 501c3, similar to Grace Community Church and Grace to You, or Ligonier and St. Andrew's there in Orlando. So it's a side ministry that is connected with our church, but it is better suited for doing things that are outside the direct scope of Sunday service. So if that means in the future publishing or like a conference or just all kinds of things, whether it's media or really like anything that's kind of beyond the scope of the normal ministries of the local church.
Well, why don't you define nonconformist for our listeners who may not be familiar with church history, especially in regard to the Church of England and the Puritans and so on. So why don't you describe or define nonconformist for us?
Yeah, so thanks for bringing that up. So the nonconformists were these Christians in England in the 15, 16, 1700s, I mean, even through to today. But a nonconformist was someone who believed that Jesus was the head of the church, not the king or queen of England. And so as a result of that, they didn't participate in the Church of England and the Anglican system. there's been all kinds of issues throughout history, there was like the Act of Uniformity, where I believe that was in 1662, but I could be wrong. The Act of Uniformity was passed to say that every church had to use the Book of Common Prayer. And if you didn't use the Book of Common Prayer for your church's liturgy, then that was in violation of the law. So you had events like the Great Ejection. No, the Great Ejection was in 1662. That was when over 2,000 nonconformist ministers were kicked out of their churches and kicked out of their homes because many of them lived in the parsonages attached to the churches. And so these were men like John Bunyan, and I believe Matthew Henry was a nonconformist minister as well. Most of the Puritans were nonconformists, and they were persecuted heavily for their allegiance to Jesus and saying that Christ was the head of the church. And so when I started Nonconformist Ministries last year, knowing that there were things that I'm burdened to do for the sake of the gospel that are perhaps a little outside the scope of the ordinary Sunday service and Sunday church activities, I was looking for a name for a ministry, for a nonprofit, and through church history, I've always appreciated the nonconformists. And then in my visits to England, I visited London and went to the Metropolitan Tabernacle, and I realized these people at Spurgeon's Church are still using that term nonconformist, and I think that that's a good thing. And here in the States, and in New York in particular, there's very much a spirit of conformity to the spirit of the age, and we just go with the flow. Whatever the culture says, we put some Jesus-flavored sprinkles on top, and we go with it. So the name Nonconformist Ministries, even that itself is a dividing line, or it's a line in the sand. It's something that says, hey, this is who we are, and we're not ashamed of it. So that's the nutshell behind the name Nonconformist Ministries.
Yeah, I was actually surprised watching a documentary on Charles Spurgeon recently. I already knew that he had no formal education, which is quite amazing. When you read his writings, he was obviously quite a brilliant man, even pastoring when he was 16 years old. During the documentary, I was quite surprised that the reason that he was unable to attend seminary was at that time, in the 19th century, and I'm assuming prior, you could not attend seminary if you were not Anglican. And
wow.
So I was assuming that this documentary was correct in that information. I was quite surprised by that. Well, you have quite the lineup of speakers at this conference. Looks like there's going to be almost as many speakers as people in attendance.
Wow.
Well, I don't mean to say that you're going to be poorly attended. I was actually inflating the number of speakers.
No, I was going to make that joke myself, but you beat me to it.
Well, the lineup includes my longtime friend, Mike O'Fallon, founder of Sovereign Alliance. Also on the lineup is Josh Bice, who is not only pastor of Praise Mill Baptist Church in Douglasville, Georgia, but he is also the founder of G3 Ministries. Virgil Walker, who is half of the podcast host Just Thinking, along with Daryl Bernard Harrison, and he is also, on top of that, the executive director of operations for G3 Ministries. Daryl Bernard Harrison, who is the dean of social media at John MacArthur's ministry, Grace to You. And you, Andy Woodard, pastor of Providence Baptist Church of New York City, and the photographs that you've provided on the website, I do not recognize the other three brethren on the roster. So perhaps you could tell us about them.
Yes, we have on that website, ncc.nyc/conference, we've got Mike O'Fallon, and next to him is Mike Abendroth. Mike Abendroth is...
Oh, yeah, I've interviewed
Mike. Yes. Yeah, he's up in the Boston area in Massachusetts. we met through PMS. He was one of the adjunct professors in my doctoral program.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I really hit it off. And both being in the Northeast, we committed to keeping in touch. And he has become a good friend and close mentor, particularly as we were going through the difficulties last year with the church and then restarting. Underneath of Mike in this picture is John Benzinger. John is one of my classmates from that TMS doctoral program. He pastors a church out in Arizona in the Phoenix area, which he calls it the real Redeemer, Redeemer Bible Church. And he's a solid brother. And you might be familiar with his more famous former associate pastor, Kosti Hinn.
Kosti
worked with John for a couple of years, and just this fall has launched his own church. John is the senior pastor of Redeemer Bible Church. They've gone through this explosive growth in the last few years. When we first met, his church had maybe 200-300 people, and now 3 years later, they've got like 1,500 people.
Wow.
They've hired faculty members from TMS to come and teach, to come on staff with them to lead their, men's training, like theological training. So they've really seen a tremendous, move of the Spirit of God in their church. So next to John Benzinger is, a newer friend of mine named Ryan Helfenbein. Ryan is the executive director of the Standing for Freedom Center at Liberty University. I met Ryan at G3 this fall.
Oh, yeah, he gave a speech. He wasn't one of the speakers on the roster, but he gave a speech there, didn't he not?
Yeah, I wasn't in the room for that, but he did speak, and he and I were chatting right before it, and he was like, Andy, what should I say to these people?
Huh.
And I was like, I don't know, but we kind of talked through some ideas. But he's an adamantly anti-woke guy. He went to Southern Seminary, and so we kind of share that stuff in common of being in that system but having the same convictions on issues related to CRT and social justice and all that sort of thing. So,
yes, I was actually quite embarrassed because when everybody was packing up and breaking down their booths after the G3 conference was over, I was greeting a woman who was departing the conference hall. And she was with, his name just slipped my mind, the brother.
Ryan.
Yeah, she was.
Ryan Helfenbein?
Yeah, she was standing next to him. And I looked at this woman and I said, where do I know you? I know that I know you from somewhere. Have I interviewed you? I know there was something that causes me to recognize you. And she said, well, you probably see me around. And then I realized somebody told me, that's Jenna Ellis, one of Donald Trump's lawyers. Who I've seen on TV many, many times, and I just completely forgot who she was.
Yeah. Yeah, so Ryan runs the Freedom Center down at Liberty, and he invited me to speak at their recent conference about 3 weeks ago. Jenna Ellis, Trump's lawyer. Jenna also represented MacArthur against the state of California and successfully defeated the state. I mean, they won that lawsuit, and she was the attorney involved in that. So, but Jenna was also speaking at that conference and talking about the Constitution and just things related to liberty and freedom and such. And so when Ryan invited me to speak at that, had already invited him to speak at this conference, but it's even more of a natural invite to say, like, hey, yeah, come to New York, come up here and speak. So hoping that he can give a message that's a bit like connecting the dots. Connecting the dots from, like, hey, here we are as Christians, conservative Christians, but what does this look like for us to be engaged in the world in which we live in the social sphere, in the political sphere, rather than withdrawing from the world and withdrawing from the events of our age, but being responsible citizens as Christians, but also citizens of this country. So that's kind of what he does for a living, is thinking about those issues. So it's good to have him come and speak.
Well, I want to repeat the website where people can find out more about this conference and how they can register. ncc.nyc/conference. ncc.nyc/conference. And I am so thankful to God that you have founded this very important church in Manhattan, Providence Baptist Church, because I get a number of people throughout the years who have contacted me asking me for church recommendations. And now I know I can, with confidence, recommend Providence Baptist Church in New York City, because I know that you are one of the few churches that is a non-woke church. Messiah's Reformed Fellowship is another one that I'm aware of. But do you know of any other churches that are taking a public stand where they're opposing all things under the woke umbrella?
Yeah, so I just met Paul Murphy. Finally, after years of hearing his name, we finally met a few weeks ago. Now, other churches that are willing to take a public stand on this, I mean, it's very, very few. My friend, who is, I call him my lawyer, even though I don't really have any lawsuits going on. My lawyer is a Pentecostal pastor and a lawyer, and he is very conservative and very anti-woke and publicly anti-woke. Now, he and I are not, you know, we don't have the same confession of faith as far as, you know, proper C, proper F, capital C, you know. But nevertheless, he's an anti-woke guy, and he'll preach about it. I mean, he's far more bold than I am. He's far more courageous on these issues than I am. So I'm thankful for what he's doing in that on that side of the fence, because he runs in circles that I, you know, would not be in. I'm not involved in, you know, the Assemblies of God or even like the Hillsong Network and such. Like, but he knows those guys, and he's talking to them, he's rebuking them, he's confronting them, and so I'm very thankful for him. And he and I kind of made a little pact, which was, he said, all right, Andy, you go after the Reformed and the Baptist world, and I'll go after the non-denom and the charismatic world. And I was like, all right, sounds good, let's do it. So he's actually one of my board members for Nonconformist Ministries. It's not a super busy job. We're a tiny, brand-new ministry, but he helps me stay out of jail, and I just talk to him about, like, what the freedom of speech laws are, and what can I say or what should I not say, and how should we deal with things that are related to legal issues.
And let me also give our listeners your church website for Providence Baptist Church in New York City. It's PBC, for Providence Baptist Church, .nyc. pbc.nyc. And many of my listeners, if they are intending to register for this conference, will be delighted to hear that there are no mask requirements.
Correct.
That's good to know. And, well, we know now the speakers of the conference, and I gave a very summarized description of the theme of the conference, a line in the sand, bringing clarity, courage, and conviction to the issues most threatening the church today. But why don't you be more specific about some of the messages that we'll be hearing as far as the themes go?
Yeah. So each speaker has kind of a specific task at hand for their message. Mike O'Fallon is, I'd asked him to speak Friday night, but I think he might have to speak Saturday based on flight schedules and such. But he's going to be giving us his best diagnosis, like a doctor looking at a sick patient. He's going to give us a diagnosis saying, hey, here's where we're at. Here's what's happening in the world. He has these podcasts that he produces on a almost daily basis, and he's the best guy I know of who has such a clear handle on what is going on in the world. He'll talk to me and tell me about a certain thing before it happens, and then it happens, and then I chat with him, and I'm like, yep, you were right, again.
Yeah, there are very few people out there that James White describes in the same way. James White has been very good and right on the money predicting a lot of things, but Michael Fallon has told him things years ago that he was probably pessimistic or somewhat doubtful would actually occur, and then all of a sudden Michael proved himself to be absolutely correct.
Yeah. Now, being my usual blunt here, I'm glad to have all of the speakers, but if there was only one speaker I could have, it would be Michael Fallon. He's like my number one draft pick that I wanted to have come to this conference. I don't know if you know this, but he actually helped James White start Alpha and Omega Ministries, and he's on James's board. He's on the G3 board.
Really? I didn't know the first part at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you Google it, you can find, I think James White has a blog article that explains how Mike had invited him to come speak at his church back 20-plus years ago, and do some kind of conference or debate or something, and then in order to like fundraise or pay for the event, they put on Mike put on like a cruise and had James speak on that as well, and that was kind of the beginning of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So they go way back, but so that's Mike. Mike's going to give us a diagnosis of what's going on. Kind of using the law gospel paradigm from Reformed theology, you know, Mike is bringing the law. He's saying, "Hey, this is the bad that's happening in our world, and you need to really understand it."
In fact, let's pick up where you left off with the other themes and speakers' messages right after the first break, because we have to go to our first break right now. And if anybody has any questions before Andy Woodard, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. Please give us your first name and list, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. It's chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. We'll be right back after these messages, so don't go away.
Church is one foundation. It's Jesus Christ, her Lord.
Since 2007, Anchored in Truth Ministries has hosted the annual True Church Conference at Grace Life Church of the Shoals in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. This conference began as a training conference for pastors and church leaders who are striving to build true, biblically healthy churches. Conference themes have included church discipline, repentance, discipleship, conversion, hyper-Calvinism, the family, the doctrine of sin, and the pretenders. Anchored in Truth Ministries would like to invite you to the 2022 True Church Conference, which will be held from February 17th through the 20th. The theme of the conference will be Healthy Body Life in the Local Church, specifically as it pertains to biblical church discipline, biblical counseling, biblical conflict resolution, and protecting the sheep from savage wolves. The scheduled speakers for the conference are Daryl Harrison, Virgil Walker, Jeff Noblet, Jonathan Sims, Richard Caldwell, David Miller, and Barry King. For more information or to register for the conference, please visit anchoredintruth.org. That's anchoredintruth.org. And click on the True Church Conference tab at the top of the page. Hope to see you there.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005. The publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
This is Daryl Bernard Harrison, co-host of the Just Thinking Podcast, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Buck, a First Baptist Church in Lindale, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Kent Keller of Faith Bible Church in Sharpsburg, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Andrew Rappaport, the founder and executive director at Striving for Eternity Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Mark Grimaldi, pastor of Sovereign Grace Church of Greenbrier, Tennessee, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Christopher Cookston, pastor of Prineville Community Church in Prineville, Oregon, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Matt Tarr, pastor of High Point Baptist Church in Larksville, Pennsylvania, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Why can't we see God?
How do we know we picked the right Bible?
Why do we go to church on Sunday?
Parents, if your kids have questions about God's Word and His creation, they would love to read our new Reformed magazine called Ignited by the Word. This magazine is packed full of devotionals, Bible stories, church history, poems, activities, and more to encourage you and kids of all ages in their walk with God.
Created by a team of teachers, ministers, mothers, fathers, and more, we know how important it is to have Christian literature in our homes. Order Ignited by the Word for your home today at ignitedbytheword.org. Learn more information and subscribe now at ignitedbytheword.org and receive your first two issues free.
Hello, my name is Anthony Uvinio, and I'm one of the pastors at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York, and also the host of the ReformRookie.com website. I want you to know that if you enjoy listening to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show like I do, you can now find it on the Apple's iTunes app by typing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio in the search bar. You no longer have to worry about missing a show or a special guest because you're in your car or still at work. Just subscribe on the iTunes app and listen to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio show at any time, day or night. Please be sure to also give it a good review and pass it along to anyone who would benefit from the teaching and the many solidly reformed guests that Chris Arnzen has on the show. Truth is so hard to come by these days, so don't waste your time with fluff or fake news. Subscribe to the Iron Sharpens Iron radio podcast right now. And while you're at it, you can also sign up for the ReformRookie.com podcast and visit our website and the YouTube page. We are dedicated to teaching Christian theology from a Reformed Baptist perspective to beginners in the faith as well as seasoned believers. From Keach's Catechism and the Doctrines of Grace to the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Leviticus, the Reformed Rookie podcast and YouTube channel is sure to have something to offer everyone seeking biblical truth. And finally, if you're looking to worship in a Reformed church that holds to the 1689 London Baptist Confession of Faith, please join us at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Quorum, New York. Again, I'm Pastor Anthony Avinio, and thanks for listening.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in his infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of his design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in his design. Thank you.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the Gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Thank Grace Church at Franklin from the very depths of my heart for renewing their advertising contract with us, just today, in fact. And I want to thank Pastor Bill Sasso specifically for this wonderful news, which actually rescued me from a very scary financial pit, as it were. And for more information about this wonderful church in Franklin, Tennessee, go to gracechurchatfranklin.org, gracechurchatfranklin.org. And by the way, that at Grace Church at Franklin is the word at A-T. It's not the symbol for at. So it's gracechurchatfranklin.org. If you just tuned in, our guest today for the full 2 hours, Pastor Andy Woodard, a very good friend of mine, and I'm so delighted that he is there in the front lines, as it were, in the most liberal, leftist, crazy area in the world, perhaps, ideologically, that's New York City. Towing the line of biblical truth there, one of the very few pastors and churches there in Manhattan standing firmly for the woke movement. We're talking about a conference that he is hosting next weekend. That's the 10th through the 12th of December, on the theme, A Line in the Sand, a nonconformist ministries conference bringing clarity, courage, and conviction to the issues most threatening the church today. And Pastor Andy, right before the break, we were just wrapping up describing what our mutual friend Michael O'Fallon is going to be speaking on at this conference. He is one of 8 speakers at the conference. Why don't you continue with some of the other themes?
Yeah. So the next one there pictured is Mike Abendroth. He's, Lord willing, going to be speaking 2 times, and his first message will be more of similar themes to what Mike O'Fallon is talking about with diagnosis and, hey, here's where things are at, here's some bad news. He's more than likely going to be approaching it from a heavily theological perspective. And then he's going to do a second message on Christ, Christology, and Jesus as our solution, as our hope and confidence.
And when are the messages going to be delivered? What day?
So Mike Abendroth is, Lord willing, the schedule is in a bit of flux, but he's tentatively going to be speaking on Friday night and on Saturday, probably Saturday late morning, maybe 10 or 11 a.m. on Saturday morning as well. and then because he has to head back to Massachusetts. So so he's not going to be staying the full weekend. He's just speaking Friday night and Saturday, and then heading home. Then after that, we got Josh Bice. Josh is speaking on Sunday morning for the main Sunday service at PBC, and he is going to be speaking on ecclesiology, the local church. Asked him to talk about the text in 1 Timothy 4, that the church is the pillar and grounds of the truth, and what happens when the church strays from that, when the church can no longer be trusted for truth. What does that mean? But also, what's the importance of the church being a place of truth? So he's going to speak a message that hopefully will be encouraging to believers in their churchmanship, that they would be faithful in the local church.
And if anybody listening has not heard Josh Bice, he alone would be reason to go to this conference, because he is an absolutely extraordinary and powerful preacher.
Yeah, I was thinking as you were speaking before the break that any one of these speakers by themselves could be the key speaker in a mini conference.
Definitely.
And just how blessed we are to have a bunch of them all together. And that honestly, that was the part of the reasoning for doing this with all these guys together, is for them to have a chance to be together, to hang out together, to speak together and encourage one another. For guys like Mike Abendroth to get to know them, and for the others to get to know him, because he's off
I'm looking forward to meeting Mike, because I've interviewed him a number of times, but I've never met him. That's why his photograph was unfamiliar to me. And so I'm glad to meet him finally face to face. He is a great guy. Not only is he also brilliant and an excellent guest on this program, but he's also got an absolutely hilarious sense of humor.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, that's all these guys are very multi-talented. So with you got Josh speaking Sunday morning for the main service. Virgil is going to speak during the Sunday school hour, so at 9:30 Sunday morning, and he's going to speak about fear and how we should not be afraid in this this moment that we find ourselves living. So that'll be an adaptation of one of their podcast episodes called "Do Not Be Afraid." When I listened to that episode, I thought it was so good. I wanted him to deliver that message here to our congregation and whoever else happens to be in attendance. So we're doing those two messages Sunday morning at 9:30 and then 10:30, which is when we would normally do Sunday school and then the main service. So those two are happening then. Daryl Harrison is going to be speaking either on Friday night or on Saturday, depending on the schedule and some of the other events and other things that mainly that Mike O'Fallon has going on. So it depends on when Mike is able to get in. But Daryl is going to speak on critical race theory and its tie to Marxism and the connection to New York City and all of that stuff, because as I'm sure you're aware, New York is sort of the breeding ground for all sorts of heresies and false teachings and destructive ideas, and ideas like critical theory and cultural Marxism came from the Frankfurt School in Germany to Columbia University here in New York. And so that's one major point. Another major point is Black Liberation Theology with James Cone was propagated from New York City at Union Theological Seminary. Then there's a few others. I think possibly Walter Rauschenbusch with the Social Gospel, some others as well. But so Daryl's going to speak on that topic. And then John Benzinger, I've asked him to speak on, it's tied to Mike O'Fallon's messages, because in Mike's podcast, which he does all the time, he says at the end of his podcast, he'll say things like, hey, we must win. There's no losing this. If we lose this fight, there's no future. Like, it's over. And so I've asked John to speak on what happens if we don't win. What if we lose? What if, because in my opinion, like, let's be real, I'm not a post-millennialist, and I don't think the world is getting more and more Christianized. And so if we don't stop this, this aggressive agenda that is bent on deconstructing Western civilization and really turning the world into a great reset utopia that's going to be just barbaric, what does that mean for us as Christians in the face of genuine persecution? Like, what's going to happen in our world if we don't stop this? And what is our call going to look like as Christians, no longer living in the, you know, freedom and prosperity that we have known for a couple hundred years here in the U.S.? So, John's going to talk about that. And then I've asked Ryan Helfenbein to speak about kind of what does it look like to be a Christian American? Like, what are we supposed to, like, how are we supposed to think about these political issues? How are we supposed to think about our responsibilities as a Christian and as an American? Not to withdraw from the culture and say, hey, we don't care what's happening in the world because we're headed for heaven, but how to navigate those waters, especially when, you know, the world is calling anything that has any hint of conservative Christianity. They call that, like, Christian nationalism. They call that just all sorts of things. So how do we faithfully steward our responsibilities and privileges as Christians living here in this country, particularly from a Baptist angle, where we're not trying to make, like, a state church and send all of the Pentecostals to the gulags. We're trying to have freedom of religion, yet seeing the church really be all that Christ calls the church to be. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he has to say, because I'm not quite sure what he's going to say. So it'll be good. Now, if you look on this website with the schedule, the conference schedule, at the bottom of the page, I have this Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday schedule. They're listed with sessions 1 through 6. And we've got congregational singing, 2 messages, and then a panel discussion. So that structure is designed that after the first 2 messages are delivered, then we'll have someone MC or moderate a discussion with those 2 people who just spoke. So, for example, if Friday night, if we're able to have Michael Fallon speak on Friday night and Mike Abendroth, then we might hand Virgil Walker a microphone and say, hey, go lead a conversation between those 2 guys. Just to flesh out and apply what was just discussed. So we'll do that type of thing after each session in kind of in a similar way to what they've done at conferences like T4G, where there's a lot of panel discussion. There's a lot of conversation about what was just said and how that works its way out. So that's something I'm looking forward to hearing, especially to hear the interaction, because sometimes conference speakers will say things that another speaker doesn't completely agree with, and I'd love to have that place where they can have conversation about what was just said and also address the questions that are popping into your mind as you're listening. So that should be, those panel discussions should be worth the price of admission as well.
Great. And as far as any negative feedback, I remember when you and I would attend the annual Foundations Conference, the Sermon Audio Conference. They had some threats. I don't know how severe they were, but there were some kind of threats from especially the homosexual community about the conferences that were being held in Manhattan. Has anything erupted like that yet for the conference that you're hosting?
We have not had any issues like that. Now, because of that issue, because I was involved in the Foundations Conference, I believe all three times that they did that here. They had a lot of attack from certain gay activists who would then go after like their hotel registration. They would go and harass the hotel companies and say, "Oh, you've got these homophobic Christians staying in your hotel, and you need to like cancel their reservations, cancel their bookings." So whenever they would list a hotel on the website, this activist would go and harass those official hotels that were the designated hotels for the conference. And so because of that, I didn't even bother doing like a designated official hotel for the conference and list it on the website. So that's made things a little harder for us, but it's also been easier in the sense that nobody knows which hotels everybody's staying at. So
if anybody has any questions, we're going to be going to our midway break right now. The midway break, as most of you know, especially if you listen regularly, is a bit longer than the other breaks because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle of the show because they are required by the FCC to air their own public service announcements and other local things that geographically localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and all of their other programming to Lake City, Florida. So, while they do that, we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. So please use this time wisely and write down the information provided by as many of our advertisers as you can and respond to those advertisers. The only way that we can remain on the air, folks, is through the funding that comes from our advertisers. And the way that you're going to best ensure that our advertisers keep renewing their advertising contracts is to respond to them. And that will hopefully at least sometimes mean that you're purchasing their products, using their services, visiting their churches, supporting their parachurch organizations financially. But when you can't do any of those things, please at least, at the very least, respond to the advertisements with whatever contact information they provide and thank them for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. If indeed you do love this show and you're grateful that it's on the air, and therefore please thank them. Let them know that you are listening. Let them know that you really do thank them for keeping us alive. And of course, use this time also to send in your questions to chrisarnson@gmail.com, to Andy Woodard. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least, city and state of residence, and country of residence. And we'll be right back after these messages, so don't go away.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. I have to say you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything. So we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself. Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at ironsharpensironradio.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Getting a driver's license, running a cash register, flipping burgers, passing sixth grade. Do you know what they all have in common? They all require training, assessments, and certifications. But do you know what requires no training at all? Becoming a parent. My name is A.M. Brewster. I'm the president of Truth Love Parent and host of its award-winning podcast. I've been a biblical family counselor since the early 2000s, and what I've discovered is that the majority of Christian parents have never been biblically equipped to do the work of the ministry in their homes. That's why Truth Love Parent exists. We serve God by equipping dads and moms to be the ambassador parents God called and created them to be. We produce free parenting resources, train church leaders, and offer biblical counseling so that the next generation of dads and moms can use the scriptures to parent their children for life and godliness. Please visit us at truthloveparent.com.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnzen is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written Word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the Gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody has ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Since 2007, Anchored in Truth Ministries has hosted the annual True Church Conference at Grace Life Church of the Shoals in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. This conference began as a training conference for pastors and church leaders who are striving to build true, biblically healthy churches. Conference themes have included church discipline, repentance, discipleship, conversion, hyper-Calvinism, the family, the doctrine of sin, and the pretenders. Anchored in Truth Ministries would like to invite you to the 2022 True Church Conference, which will be held from February 17th through the 20th. The theme of the conference will be Healthy Body Life in the Local Church, specifically as it pertains to biblical church discipline, biblical counseling, biblical conflict resolution, and protecting the sheep from savage wolves. The scheduled speakers for the conference are Daryl Harrison, Virgil Walker, Jeff Noblet, Jonathan Sims, Richard Caldwell, David Miller, and Barry King. For more information or to register for the conference, please visit anchoredintruth.org. That's anchoredintruth.org. And click on the True Church Conference tab at the top of the page. Hope to see you there.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from solid ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Please, folks, never forget how valuable, how vital solid-ground-books.com is to the existence of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. They are one of our most needed sponsors, and if they were to ever cease advertising with us, we may have to go off the air, barring a miracle from God financially. So please support solid-ground-books.com as frequently as you can and as generously as you can through your purchase of the finest in Christian literature, especially with Christmas coming up. Solid-ground-books.com is certainly, and this is not an exaggeration, a treasure trove of the finest in Reformed Christian literature dating back to the Protestant Reformation and extending forward to our present day, with such modern-day authors as Dr. James R. White of Alpha and Omega Ministries. So go to solid-ground-books.com. And remember, you're not only going to be doing solid-ground-books.com a favor by purchasing books from them, and you're not only going to be doing Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a favor by keeping one of our most important advertisers happy. You're going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you are purchasing gifts from solid-ground-books.com an enormous favor of incalculable value, because they, as I said before, publish nothing but the finest in Christian literature from the past and the present. That's solid-ground-books.com. Always mention that you heard about them from Chris Amazon of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio when making a purchase. Before I return to my guest today, Andy Woodard of Providence Baptist Church of New York City, and our discussion on the upcoming conference that he is having next weekend at Providence Baptist Church, we just have some important announcements to make. First of all, I really hope that you do attend this conference that I am going to be attending, God willing, in Manhattan. Let me take this time to also repeat the information that we have been providing throughout the interview. But this conference is being held from the 10th through the 12th of December at Providence Baptist Church in Manhattan. And there are 8 speakers at this conference. And all of these speakers are quite impressive, quite powerful. I have heard the majority of these men speak publicly, and the majority of them have been guests on my program. In fact, only 2 have not yet been on the program, and I intend to change that very soon, God willing. But for more details, go to ncc.nyc/conference, ncc.nyc/conference. And I hope to see you there. Please look for me if you attend, and ask somebody to point me out to you if you've never seen my photograph or never met me before. And I would love to greet as many of you as possible who register for this conference. I'm looking forward to be there with bated breath. Also, folks, if you love this show and you don't want it to disappear, I'm asking you to please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly in that fashion through a debit or credit card. And if you prefer snail mail, an address will appear on the screen where you can send checks made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And by the way, that address will be changing as of January 1st because we are moving into new facilities here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Very excited about that, as much as I love where I am right now. And as much as I will miss this historic building, the parsonage of 19th century gospel minister George Norcross, I am nonetheless looking forward and excited about our new facility. But, so you might want to send us an email to check on the address before mailing a check through snail mail. But you could always deposit a check into the account of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio instantly at ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. And remember, folks, as I try to remember myself, to remind you
every day. It's a lot of reminding in that sentence. But please never siphon money away from your regular giving that you're accustomed to your own local church where you are a member, in order to give to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. Please never do that. One of the main reasons I started this show back in 2005 on Long Island, New York, at WNYG and WGBB Radio in West Babylon, Long Island, one of the main reasons that I founded the show and then relaunched it here in Carlisle, Pennsylvania in 2015, was to be a friend, a helping hand, and a platform for the local pastor and the local church. Therefore, I never want to do anything that hinders or harms the local church. Therefore, don't punish your own church financially by giving them less than you are accustomed to in order to give to us. Please don't do that. And please don't neglect your family regarding your financial responsibilities and providing for your family. If you're really struggling to survive and make ends meet, I don't want to take food off of your dinner table by you donating to Iron Sharp and Zion Radio. So please remember that. But if you are blessed financially above and beyond your ability to provide for your church and family, please, if you have extra money in the bank, if you have extra money for recreational purposes and trivial purposes, please, I'm asking you, if you love the show, go to IronSharpandZionRadio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, last but not least, if you are not a member of a local God-honoring, biblically faithful church, no matter where in the world you live, I may be able to help you find a church. I have extensive lists spanning the globe of biblically faithful churches, and I may just have one on the lists, or even more than one, that are near where you live, or where you're vacationing, or where your friends and family and loved ones live, if they don't have a church home. So please send me an email if you are in that condition to chrisaronson@gmail.com, chrisaronson@gmail.com, and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's chrisaronson@gmail.com, "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you could send in a question for our guest, Andy Woodard. And that's chrisaronson@gmail.com. chrisaronson@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside of the USA. Pastor Andy, tell us about some of these crucial issues, the main issues that pose the greatest threat to the church today, that you believe we must take more of an aggressive stand in regard to these threats than most churches perhaps are doing.
Yeah, looking to pull up my ad that I made for this. One is the closure of churches. I think it's a huge problem. There are still churches that are closed. But on the other hand, at this point, COVID started over a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, and if the church is still closed, can you even call it a church? So that's one thing. Another is the relationship between church and state, viewing the government as having jurisdiction and authority over the church. That was one of the issues related to reopening churches and lockdowns and mask mandates, and like, does the government have the authority to mandate the way you worship God in the church? Do they have authority to tell you that you have to wear a certain article of clothing on your face, or that you have to have a certain health procedure in order to attend the church? That's another issue, but it's all tied in together, and it's all tied to this issue of who's in charge. Is Christ in charge of his church, or is the Democratic Party in charge of the church? Tied to all these things as well, another issue is sort of an extreme Christian pietism, where Christians are significantly disengaged from society and the culture, and they basically think, like, hey, I've got my salvation, and that's all that matters, instead of saying, hey, we are called to live faithfully in this world, like Ephesians 2:10 says, we're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So it's not just enough to say, hey, we got it by solos, we're saved by grace through faith in Christ, and that's the only thing I need to think about or give attention to. Related to this as well as your eschatology, there is some really, really crazy eschatology coming out of leftist political progressive evangelicals that are kind of driving some of this.
Really? I haven't heard specifically about the eschatological circumstances with the leftists and the progressives. What is that?
Yeah, so I have to chat with Mike O'Fallon and see if he's going to talk about that at the conference, but especially coming out of Asia, there are some of these, let's say, billionaire donors who are funding the World Evangelical Movement, and some of them have some really, really crazy eschatology, and that's motivating them to try to basically destroy America because they believe it's like the Antichrist or something, and so in America we have, in like normal eschatology, we have some dispensationalists who believe, like, hey, if we can speed up the return of Christ, that's a good thing, and we can do that by sort of greasing the rails to make society worse, so then Jesus will come back. This idea that's coming out of certain people in Asia is like a really, really twisted version of that. And, but I'm not sure, like, how much I can say about it right now, because it's something that apparently is fraught with a lot of lawsuits and non-disclosure agreements.
Uh-huh. And are you...
So, there's... Go ahead.
No, I was just thought you might have been disconnected there. There was violence.
Yeah, no. Let's see, with more cultural issues, obviously critical race theory is a huge one. One issue that I'm seeing with that, an angle that needs to be addressed, is the argument that CRT doesn't exist except in law schools, and it's not being taught in churches, it's not being taught in schools. That whole argument is just lies. It's false.
Oh, yeah. I heard from a young man that I met in Denton, Texas, when I was manning an exhibitor's booth for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. This young man approached the booth and said that he was a member of a church in Mechanicsburg, which is the neighboring town to Carlisle, where I live. And there's a very prominent so-called conservative evangelical congregation there. And the wives of one of the elders is teaching Whiteness 101. So it's just amazing where this rears its ugly head, this stuff. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. There are issues of believers being, or not even just believers, but conservatives anyway, being fired from their jobs for not getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated enough. There are pastors who are not willing to sign religious exemptions for their church members. I mean, I've had dozens and dozens of people come to me from across the New York area asking for me to sign their religious exemption because their pastor won't do it. Then there's just so many issues that are all pressing. I think another thing that's very tempting for people on our side of these issues is to get overly distracted by these things and forget the main purpose and the main mission, which is preaching Christ. So we shouldn't just say, hey, these are the things that are wrong, but we should also say what the things are that are right. And that's definitely a constant temptation. And women churches, that's a big problem. It's a big problem just all across the country. We're having people leaving our church to move to other states where they have more freedom for the sake of their jobs and such. And they're having incredibly hard times finding sound churches in other parts of the country because a lot of other places haven't had to be on the offensive, and they've just been in a very, like, pro-Christian culture for generations. And then these pastors don't want to be viewed as overly polemic or caustic or acerbic or whatever word you want to put on it. So these pastors won't say anything bad about anything bad, and the result is the entire church is just sort of drifting off to the left along with the culture and media and the spirit of the age. So that's a big problem as well, and that's in every circle, whether that's like conservative Southern Baptist churches or the TMS circle. Some of my classmates at TMS are, you know, they're somewhat vocal in our group chat about, like, hey, we disagree with MacArthur. He should not be standing up against Governor Newsom. If the governor tells the church to close, the church should close, and they should stay closed forever until the government says it's okay to reopen, because Romans 13. So those types of things are even in our circles of, like, conservative reform type circles.
Yeah, that's really frightening stuff. You know, you expect it from mainline dead liberal leftist apostate groups, but when it's rising up amongst our fellow conservative reformed brethren, even confessionally reformed, it's just amazing. You already addressed this question, but obviously this person tuned in late, and for the sake of others who tuned in late, he didn't provide us with his city and state residence, as I've been requesting. But Jake asks, are you having the conference in the Rock Church building, and is there a mask or vaccine requirement for seats? The second one is the issue that we already addressed, but you could answer both of them.
Yes, yeah, so it is. That is the location, yes, and no, there are no mandates required. But I will mention that you do need to register, so we will have people at the door asking for your name, and if your name's not on the sheet, you're going to need to register before we let you in. We do have security as well, so if there's any, you know, antagonists who are listening to this and wanting to do some funny business or whatever, just I want you to know that there will be, you know, undercover law enforcement in the building. So yeah, anybody attending the conference needs to register, and there will be security on site.
Okay, we have Mike from Monroe, New York. Mike says, we talk about CRT, cultural Marxism,
And yet I don't hear anyone calling out the Gospel Coalition. Tim Keller, John Piper, Al Mohler, Lincoln Duncan, the BTN Yabwile, to name a few, along with a host of others associated with the Gospel Coalition, will work with and will share the stage with all sorts of Christian socialists and outright Marxists, even pro-LGBTQ proponents. Satan's children who operate in this circle, like liberation theology connoisseur, Mississippi Democrat, and social advocate John Perkins, someone who has received accolades from John MacArthur and Al Mohler, seems to get a pass on their unholy alliances with such devious and unsaved men. The witness against those named above is undeniable if you take the time to look and listen to what they say. Piper's relationship with Rick Warren is one outstanding example of such infidelity. The biblical doctrine of having no fellowship with the works of darkness apparently has no impact with these compromisers, and in my opinion, cowards. Tim Keller being the most egregious example of a Reformed Christian socialist. His words and writings clearly expose him for what he truly is. Wokeness has come to reform Christianity, whether one is willing to admit it or not. Would our brother see these men as I do? And if so, is he as troubled as I am about their wicked influence?
There's a lot. So the question was, do I agree with that assessment, or...
Yeah, and does it trouble you as much as it troubles him?
Yeah, I mean, it troubles me a lot. I attended Southern Seminary, and I was in Al Mohler's Sunday School class, and I heard people saying things here and there. I saw things on the Internet, and back in 2015 and 2016, I was woke. I drank the Kool-Aid.
Oh, really?
I wasn't, like, as woke as the BDN of Wheelie, but I was definitely, you know, lamenting everything that, came out of CNN instead of saying, wait a second, is that even true? So I definitely had a woke streak in me back in 2015. And then eventually, well, after I graduated and moved back to New York, I started seeing things a little more clearly down at Southern, and things that I heard people say about Al Mohler, I started realizing, like, okay, they're telling the truth, and that Mohler is not who he seems to be, because he wants to come across as this defender of the faith, that he's trusted for truth, and all that sort of thing, but as he said in MacArthur's Shepherd's Conference panel, you should judge him by who he platforms. And if you judge him by who he platforms, you'll realize he's not nearly as conservative as he talks like he is. Guys like Jarvis Williams, Russell Moore, Matthew Hall, Curtis Woods, that's Curtis, analytical tool, Woods. These people are not conservative. They are advancing CRT. They believe in it. They teach it. They promote it. And they are speaking with forked tongues to be accepted in conservative evangelical circles, yet promoting their progressive agenda. So I see that as a huge problem. Now, let's say someone like Tim Keller. I view Tim Keller more in the category of like a Beth Moore or a Joel Osteen, where it's like there is so much there that is so obviously bad that sometimes I forget that not everybody sees it already. Because in the circles that I tend to run in or that I'm more comfortable running in, they are addressing that. They are calling out these people by name. I mean, one of my friends sent me the article from Tabidi's blog platform in 2016 on the Gospel Coalition when he advocated for voting for Hillary over Trump. And my friend said, hey, this needs to get more publicity because the Supreme Court hearing is being revisited today, and if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, that's going to be because of Trump's appointment to the Supreme Court, and that needs more attention. So that was my friend sending me that message, so then I went on Twitter and I retweeted it. So anyway, the purpose of this conference, though, is to hopefully motivate some of these people that are more conservative, but they're not quite willing to draw a line in the sand. They're not quite willing to get off the fence, and certainly not willing to confront someone like an Al Gore or a Tim Keller or any of these people that are speaking out of both sides of their mouth. They're both the conservatives and progressives, and they're employing both conservatives and progressives to teach their students, to train church planners, to do whatever it is that their organizations will do. So I agree that it's a massive problem, but I think the problem is far worse than any of us are aware of.
Now, tell us more about this John Perkins individual, the listener, Mike from Monroe, New York, was critical of one of my greatest living heroes, John MacArthur, saying that he has poured accolades on this individual. Now, I don't know what the timing of that was. I have had leaders in the woke movement on my show, but that was 9 years ago when they were saying 180-degree different things than they're saying now. And that would that would include Sabiti Anyabwile. And by the way, Sabiti's book, The Decline of African-American Theology, is excellent, but he is now really saying 180-degree different things than he wrote in that book. And to my knowledge, I don't know if you have heard anything. I've never heard Sabiti say, yes, I wrote that. I used to believe these things, but I recant that. I repent. I've never heard him say anything like that. But it's as if these folks, some of them anyway, are pretending that they always had these views, these woke views. But what about this person, John Perkins, and the accolades from somebody that I'm sure you and I both admire greatly, John MacArthur?
Yeah, so I'm not super familiar with John Perkins other than that he is a civil rights activist who's pretty old now. I'm not sure if he's still alive, but I was very surprised when MacArthur pulled his name out and said, oh yeah, I marched with John Perkins back in the day. Now John Perkins has come out against that and has tried to criticize MacArthur's version of the event from the day that MLK was shot and that whole story that blew up on the blogosphere a couple of years ago. I'm not sure what the question is, like, do I like John Perkins or what do I think about MacArthur speaking favorably of him? I'm not sure why he did that, and I wish that he would not, but I also recognize that MacArthur is 82 years old, I think, and I hope that I am as faithful to the Lord at 82 as he is at 82. So, I'm not sure what else to say on John Perkins.
We don't have to say anything else. I think that we just have to be very careful about overreacting to statements and comments as well. You know, somebody could say Chris Armson must be woke because he has had Sabiti Anyabwile and Anthony Bradley on his program and has promoted their books. But that was 9 years ago. We have to be very careful. And in fact, I'd like to have them on anyway today, but to have more of a debate format with them, I don't think that they would ever do it. But I'm very open to that. Not that I want some kind of ugly shouting match or anything. as entertaining as those sometimes are. But anyway, well, thank you, Mike, for sending in your question. We have to go to our final break right now, and if anybody wants to get their question read on the air, I advise you to send it in immediately because they're rapidly running out of time. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. We'll be right back after these messages.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Ironworks, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens, Jr. of the Church of Friendship in Hopley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Since 2007, Anchored in Truth Ministries has hosted the annual True Church Conference at Grace Life Church of the Shoals in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. This conference began as a training conference for pastors and church leaders who are striving to build true, biblically healthy churches. Conference themes have included church discipline, repentance, discipleship, conversion, hyper-Calvinism, the family, the doctrine of sin, and the pretenders. Anchored in Truth Ministries would like to invite you to the 2022 True Church Conference, which will be held from February 17th through the 20th. The theme of the conference will be Healthy Body Life in the Local Church, specifically as it pertains to biblical church discipline, biblical counseling, biblical conflict resolution, and protecting the sheep from savage wolves. The scheduled speakers for the conference are Daryl Harrison, Virgil Walker, Jeff Noblet, Jonathan Sims, Richard Caldwell, David Miller, and Barry King. For more information or to register for the conference, please visit anchoredintruth.org. That's anchoredintruth.org. And click on the True Church Conference tab at the top of the page. Hope to see you there.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Paul Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402. Or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest in buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
As a mother, I was looking for a magazine that would include devotionals that I could quickly do before school, and had theology and doctrine made very simple for children to understand, that they could read themselves or I could walk them through. There's tiered content so that you can go to the older group and learn more, or go to a younger section and it's even more simple. Join us on our journey in developing our magazine entitled Ignited by the Word, which engages and ignites the hearts of our children and young people in their walk with God. Order Ignited by the Word for your home today at ignitedbytheword.org. Learn more information and subscribe now at ignitedbytheword.org and receive your first two issues free, and put good literature in your children's hands.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
If you love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, one of the best ways you can help keep the show on the air is by supporting our advertisers. One such faithful advertiser who really believes in what Chris Arnton is doing is Daniel P. Puttafuoco, serious injury lawyer and Christian apologist. Dan is the president and founder of the Historical Bible Society. Their mission? To foster belief in the credibility of Scripture as the written word of God. They go to various churches, schools, and institutions to publicly display a rare collection of biblical texts, along with a fascinating presentation by Mr. Buttafuoco demonstrating the reliability of Scripture. To advance the cause of the gospel, they created a beautiful, perfect facsimile of the genealogy of Jesus Christ from the original engravings contained in a first edition 1611 King James Bible. This 17th century hand-engraved chart shows the family tree of Jesus Christ going back to Adam and Eve. This book is complete with gorgeous full-size illustrations of Noah's Ark and the Tower of Babel, and an explanation of why the genealogy of Jesus is so important for his claims to the throne of the universe. Originals of this work are in museums, and nobody's ever made it accessible to the public in a large book form before. You can have your own copy of this 44-page genealogy book for a donation of $35 or more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org. That's historicalbiblesociety.org. Thanks for helping to keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air.
Welcome back. This is Chris Arnson. If you just tuned us in, your guest for the entire program has been Pastor Andy Woodard of Providence Baptist Church in Manhattan, and we have been discussing the upcoming conference next weekend, in fact, A Line in the Sand, bringing clarity, courage, and conviction to the issues most threatening the church today. If you have a question, send it immediately, because we'll be out of time before you know it. ChrisArnson@gmail.com. Give us a first name, at least, city and state, in country of residence, unless for some reason we're compelled to remain anonymous. And we have an anonymous listener who asks, I used to love visiting Manhattan, but now I have been told by friends that this has become a very dangerous place to visit, like it was in the 1970s especially. Is this true in your opinion? Should I fear that I'm risking my life by attending the Line in the Sand conference? That's, you know, that is an interesting question, because I used to love going to Manhattan. In fact, it was a favorite place that my late wife and I would visit. So many wonderful memories of Broadway shows and restaurants, and just I have a ton of memories that I cherish from New York City. And that was all before Mayor de Blasio turned this into a much more dangerous place. So what's your opinion about what the anonymous listener said?
In general, crime rates have gone up, but I was in the South Bronx yesterday, which is one of the most dangerous parts of the most dangerous borough in the city, and had no issues at all. Now, like, yeah, there was a homeless guy who came on the train and was acting wild and crazy and scaring people, but then someone else on the train confronted him, and then he stopped. And
I am not homeless. So, I was just having a bad day.
Yeah.
Just kidding, folks.
Yeah. Now, our conference is in the Upper East Side, and the Upper East Side is a very, very safe neighborhood. We're also in Manhattan, and Manhattan is pretty much the safest borough in New York. So you're definitely not risking anything significant by coming. But I would encourage everyone, like I always do, just be alert and aware, and don't take things from strangers, and don't get into any unmarked vans late at night with strangers. But yeah, you'll be fine. Like, you're not risking your life coming into New York.
You heard it there, folks.
That's Pastor Andy Wood. He said, you're not risking your life. I used to be able to very confidently tell that people went, because people who had never been to Manhattan have all kinds of crazy notions in their head, largely because of movies and things. And I used to be able to tell them with confidence before de Blasio got in there that it was one of the safest places in America, especially since after 9/11 you saw military walking around, armed military walking around. But, like I said, I haven't been there since de Blasio won the election. But I'm very, very happy to hear your added words of confidence to visit Manhattan, especially for this conference. Well, I want you to just summarize what you most want etched in the hearts and minds of our listeners today before we go off the air.
Yeah, so if you're able to come to the conference, if you live within about a 2-3 hour radius of New York City, I would really encourage you to come to the conference. You can register online at ncc.nyc/conference. That's NCC as in Nonconformist Conference, ncc.nyc/conference. If money is tight and you want to come, but the registration fee is an issue or whatever, just contact me. I can get you a coupon code to register for either cheaper or free. We want to see people come. If you're not able to come but you're interested in this whole thing, just wait and we'll have the content up on YouTube in the weeks to come. And also, if you are interested in financially supporting the conference, we are definitely in need of donors to help make this thing happen. So your donations will directly go to help provide hotel, airplane tickets, and payments or gifts to the speakers. So if you're listening to this and you would like to help make this thing happen, we would welcome that.
That's ncc.nyc/conference. And also, don't forget about the website for Providence Baptist Church of New York City. That's pbc.nyc. PBC for Providence Baptist Church.nyc. We have enough time for one more question. This questioner is also anonymous. Why is it that Reformed ministries and churches all over the world do not seem to find New York City to be a top priority as far as sending out missionaries and planting churches? It's very frustrating to learn that there are very few biblically solid confessional Reformed churches in Manhattan. Why on earth is this the case?
I really don't know, but if I had to guess, it would be because people have a naive view of Tim Keller, and they think that Tim Keller is confessionally reformed and doctrinally sound, and so because Tim Keller basically owns New York evangelicalism for all practical purposes, a lot of people don't think that there's a need in the same way that they think of Burbank, California is John MacArthur territory, and Minneapolis is John Piper territory, so New York is Tim Keller territory, and there's no need to send missionaries there because Tim Keller is planting every church in New York. And that is generally very true, but I would say because of that, there is a need for confessionally reformed conservative churches that actually agree with their statements of faith instead of denying their statements of faith.
Amen. Well, one more time, let me repeat the website for this conference, ncc.nyc. That's ncc.nyc/conference. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Andy, for being my guest today. I'm eagerly looking forward with great enthusiasm to see you once again in Manhattan next weekend, God willing, as I attend this conference. I want to thank everybody who listened, especially those who took the time to write. I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you.
Awesome.